Imagine this. You're trying to sleep and the person next to you is snoring. Annoying, yes, but there's something worse. Snoring and then not hearing anything at all. Waiting for about 10 seconds or more for the other person to start breathing again. Sleep apnea is an exhausting cycle of obstructed breathing while sleeping. The airway gets blocked and then there's a startle. That's when the brain wakes the body up just enough to get it breathing again. About 18 million Americans have this, and last year the Food and Drug Administration approved a new treatment that's a bit like a nudge from your partner in the middle of the night. Tanya English reports.
At Jefferson University Hospital, Larry Jalowick is propped up in bed and waiting for surgery. He'll be the fourth person in Philadelphia to get the new device, but he's already impatient for what's next.
This is the first generation. They're putting a Model T in my chest. So in 5-10 years, they're going to have a Tesla.
Upper airway stimulation is a pacemaker attached to two wires. A surgeon tucks the implant behind the collarbone, where one wire monitors breathing. The second wire snakes up under the chin. Throughout the night, the wire gently pokes a nerve in the tongue, pushing it forward away from the throat. Jalowick is the one with sleep troubles, but his story starts with his wife, Ann Tucker.
He has walked around looking and feeling absolutely exhausted for years.
She was the first to notice the problem nearly a decade ago.
He makes this funny squealy noise like a balloon that's letting out air. Squeaky little
eee. Hounded me for at least a year, maybe.
It was years, yeah.
To do something about it. And then I finally said, okay.
Tucker calls her husband the great resister because it took so long to persuade him to see a doctor.
Frustrating, more than anything. Frustrating that you wouldn't believe me. When I was waking up in the middle of the night and noticing that you weren't breathing and then shaking you awake, and then I would go back to sleep, the next morning, sometimes you get up and you forget it even happened.
Tucker's thoughtful Quaker husband wasn't himself.
You know, people get grumpy when they're sleepy.
And she was worried about his health.
Who knows? I'm not a medical doctor, but if you're stopping breathing for long periods of time, that is a brain problem.
Physicians have linked sleep apnea to trouble concentrating and a lack of energy. And after years, chronic drops in oxygen can lead to high blood pressure and diabetes.
I don't snore. I just stop breathing.
He stops breathing a lot.
I started out at 47 times an hour. That is, my breathing stopped 47 times an hour. Now I'm over 20. You know, I've gotten halfway there, but I'm not anywhere near normal. Normal is under 5. But it's tough because when I wake up in the morning, I don't feel rejuvenated. I don't feel refreshed. I feel tired.
Jalowick has tried all sorts of things to cope.
I have 3 alarm clocks. my wife, God bless her, she would usually show up with a cup of coffee to help jumpstart me.
There are plenty of fixes, but for people with severe sleep apnea, doctors often recommend a nighttime breathing machine and a mask. It's about the size of a toaster oven, bulky and noisy.
Kind of fit it over the top of the head and these 2 straps, and then make sure that the nose pillows are seated perfectly in the nostrils. Once it's in there, then it's just a matter of reaching over on the bedside table and pressing a button.
A CPAP machine sends a constant stream of air into your mouth and nose as you sleep. It works. CPAP effectively treats sleep apnea for the vast majority of people when they use it. But half or more of patients stop using the machine.
Then there are times when it just becomes such a pain that I just pull it off and just throw it aside and shut the thing off and try to go to sleep on my own.
Jalowick has tried surgery 4 times before. After each operation, there was lots of pain and only a little bit of improvement. First, surgeons shaved bone ridges in his nose. Another time, they fastened screws in his jawbone. Then the doctors reshaped the back of his throat.
If you look in my mouth, there's no uvula, tonsils are gone, and they remove the soft palate to open up the airway.
Now, surgery number 5. Ear, nose, and throat surgeon Moritz Boone put in the pacemaker.
Really, the reason we came to this for Larry is that he had really failed other procedures.
Patients wait a month to let surgery scars heal while the device settles into the body. Then the doctor turns it on and adjusts the voltage.
So it has no feeling associated with it, so people don't get a shock sensation or an uncomfortable, unpleasant pain, shooting, anything like that.
Device maker Inspire Medical Systems funded a study of more than 100 patients, and there was a nearly 70% reduction in those disturbing nighttime startles. Sleep specialists say those are great results, but if you've never struggled to get a good night's rest, it might seem extreme to go under the knife. But sleep problems are undertreated, and Boone says sleeping well affects everything.
All you have to think about is the time you pulled an all-nighter, and the next day how terrible you felt. Well, the people who have sleep apnea feel like that every day because they never get a good night's sleep.
How much is it all supposed to cost?
I hesitate to ask. I know that the device itself, I've heard that it ranges between $10,000 and $30,000.
After a bit of financial back and forth, his insurance company finally signed off. Jalloit came through surgery just fine about 2 months ago. And now he's waiting to see if the implant works for him.
I would really love to be able to get out of bed and feel rested.
And since the operation, Tanya English has Matt back up with Larry Jalowick, and we'll find out in a little bit if he's sleeping soundly these days. Earlier on the show, we met Larry Jalowick. After dealing with sleep apnea for years, he had surgery 2 months ago to try out a new implant. First, Jalowick healed up for several weeks, then doctors turned on the device.
It was just, it's hard to describe. It was just this odd sensation. I was not in control of my tongue. The back of the tongue kind of scrunches up and moves forward.
When he's asleep, the implant pacemaker sends a pulse to his tongue that keeps Jalowick breathing throughout the night. He says he's sleeping well these days.
I sat up in bed. My feet hit the floor. I felt refreshed. There's just something magic about being rested. That everything just seems to be, much brighter.